There you are with Mitch on breakfast. And everything in America is super. Food can be supersized. Lots of superheroes live there. And today is known as Super Tuesday, where the race to the White House, which seems to never end, gets a whole lot clearer in terms of candidates. So can the Trump train be derailed? And will Hillary keep the Clinton dynasty going over the popular Liberal Bernie Sanders? Elijah from The Gristle, great show here on 2SER 107.3. And catch on Friday nights at 6:30, joins me in the studio this morning. Elijah, you must be very excited today.
I'm fired up. I'm fired up, Mitch. I've been sitting in bed with a huge bucket of popcorn waiting for that golden dome called Donald Trump to walk on stage, and of course the Clinton pantsuit as well. So
yes. Yeah, so before we get into the candidates and Trump and Clinton and Sanders and that sort of stuff, tell us about Super Tuesday. How does it work and why is it such an important part of the election process?
Yeah, right. So Super Tuesday is where a number of states in the US sort of aggregate their primaries and caucuses, and the reason they do this is to try and get national focus on the regions. So you see a lot of southern states, Alabama, Arkansas, Alaska, Alaska's not a southern state, Texas, Tennessee and others, and then you see other states such as Minnesota, Massachusetts, Vermont and so on, plus some other outliers like American Samoa. And the idea is that they can all band their resources together and have one big primary, and that sort of focuses national attention.
Okay.
And why it matters is because the candidate who can really come out of the Super Tuesday process the strongest really has momentum and can pick up a number of delegates. It's interesting to note how many both sides are trying to get here. So on the Democratic side, there are sort of just under 4,800 in total at the convention. So Clinton or Sanders would need just under 2,400. Whereas on the Republican side, there's a lot less. The win number, or the number of delegates, is around 2,500. The person who wins will be the first to get to 1,240, roughly.
Okay, all right. Mm. So that's interesting, the way it's different sort of winning amounts. Let's talk about the Democrats first.
Mm.
Now, Hillary Clinton had a really big win in, is it South Carolina?
Indeed, yeah. So the most recent caucuses/primaries were Nevada, where Clinton just beat Sanders by around 5 points, and South Carolina, where she trounced him by winning over 70% of the vote. Now, the key story there was Clinton's ability to win the non-white vote, which is how they talk about things in America. It's fairly black and white, excuse the pun. And Clinton really took the Hispanic vote in Nevada, but more importantly, she took the black vote in South Carolina by more than 80%. And big questions have been asked of Bernie Sanders' campaign, whether he can appeal beyond the sort of privileged white male. No, I shouldn't say that. The sort of white liberal ethos. So,
okay. So do you think, has he got much of a chance today, do you think?
Look, no one really thinks he's going to win southern states. As a few black voters said, and it's not just black voters, but in this case they were the ones being asked, there's a lot of people that they don't want a revolution, they just want to get ahead. And Sanders' rhetoric is all overturning the system. And there are a lot of conservative people that vote Democrat but don't buy, you know, a lot of the other stuff that the young kids of the world really get into.
And the revolution, Sanders, as you said.
Yeah. He may have a chance. Minnesota, Massachusetts, if he can't win those, I think he could be finished.
And is there still a third Democrat person doing the rounds as well? Is his name Martin O'Malley or something?
No, I think Martin O'Malley dropped out. Okay. I think after only one person rocked up to one of his fundraisers during a blizzard. But the thing is, how many staff has he got? And he's only got one person there.
Okay. And then let's talk about the Republicans. Kind of hard to not talk about. Of course, Donald Trump in the news yesterday for retweeting a Mussolini quote. And
which was apparently, I was just reading that, apparently issued by Gorka, that sort of factoid, which is like a sort of, it's a US magazine known for publishing scandals at the Oscars and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
He published a Mussolini quote. He's been in trouble by having the KKK guys, crazies I should say, rock up at his one of his rallies, and then he sort of didn't immediately deny that they were a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, look, Trump is well ahead in the polls. Establishment of the GOP are swinging behind Rubio, it looks like. But it doesn't look like he's going to knock off Trump. Trump is very competitive as well in the Super Tuesday states, particularly states you wouldn't expect, like Texas, where Senator Ted Cruz is supposed to have
the
numbers.
That's his home state, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is. Well, he's born in Canada, which is something that Trump always loves to talk about. So, yeah, it's very much looking like it could be a Clinton runoff.
Mm-hmm.
And look, let's all admit it. Do we really want this to stop until Election Day when Clinton trounces Trump?
You're ruling out any chance that, say, Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz can sort of scare Trump in this Super Tuesday.
Oh, look, it's, you know, nothing's certain. And if I, you know, my gut feeling is that Trump has a broader appeal than Cruz. Cruz tried to get the evangelicals. Trump got the evangelicals, and he couldn't even quote the Bible correctly. He's basically a sometime Christian. Rubio, on the other hand, there is some chatter that he could, if it's just Trump and Rubio left, that he could pick up Cruz and Kasich and other voter blocks with the GOP pulling out all stops to stop Trump. But, I mean, Trump is a celebrity. He's the Kim Kardashian of American politics right now, and no one wants that gravy to stop. Well, except if you're sane.
Yeah, that's right. And if you're a Democrat as well, I assume. Well, and just quickly on that point, so if Trump gets there and Trump becomes the Republican nominee, do you think that the Democrats will then easily win? What do you think?
Look, I think all rational thinking people hope that that's the case, but there is a big question as to the role of hype and celebrity in American politics. Conventional wisdom is that Clinton would trounce Trump because the coalition against Trump would be huge.
Yeah,
but then again, don't forget, you know, in America you have to get turnout, and for example, during Ronald Reagan's era, only around 34% of people turned out to vote. So that means 17% of America kept Reagan in for 8 years. Now,
amazing.
If Trump can get turnout, because he's Trump, he's famous, everyone, you know, all these people love rallying around Trump.
Yeah.
He could really be competitive against Clinton, but most people think probably/hopefully not.
Well, I'm sure they thought that throughout this entire thing as well. So
fascinating. Famous last words.
Exactly. Fascinating as always. Catch the Gristle 6:30 p.m. on a Friday night right here at 2SER 107.3. Thanks so much, Elijah.
Thank you.
Stick glued to your TVs for the next 24 to 48 hours to find out what's happening in that crazy old land that is America.